Domodar Moss. And we have a link. I'll read the Sanskrit. If you like, you can chant along. And then we'll read the English. Om Agyanatimirandasya Anjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Hina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Acharya Dev Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktavind Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur. And this is Dhammararastakam is read. Read every day during Dhamma Dharmas. Namam Ishvaram Sachid Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyoluka Ladavamanam Amristamatyanta Todrutyugopya Rudanta Muhur Netra Yugmam Rajantam Karam Bhoja Yugmena Shantanka Netram Muhu svasa kampa tire kanka kanta Sita graivam damo daram bhakti padam Iti drik svalila birananda kunde Vagosham nima jantam akyapayantam Tadi eshita geshu bhaktarji tatvam Puna premata stam sata vritti vande Param deva moksham na moksha vadinva Na chanyam vrineham varishara piha Idam teva purnata gopala balam Sada me manasya virastam kimanyai Idam te mukham bojam adyanta nilair Vittam kuntalai snigda raktaischa gopya Muhu shungvitam bimba raktadaram me Manasya virastam malam lakshulabhai Namo deva damo darananta shno Prasida prabodhuka jalabdhi magnam Kripa dristi vristyati dinam batanu Grihanesha mamagyam edyakshi drishya Kuvir atma jo baddha mortyai vayadvar Tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo krito cha Tata prema bhaktim svakam me prayacha Namo kshegraho me stidamo dareha Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne Tvadiyo darayatta visvasya damne Namo radhikayai tvadiyayai Namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam Namam Ishvaram Sachir Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyoluka Ladavamanam Paramristam Atyanta Todrutya Gopya. Maharaj, would you like to read the first translation? First Loka's translation. Down a little bit lower on the page.
Maharaj, okay. I'm just a little slow. Okay, Maharaj. to the supreme controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistering earrings swing to and fro, who manifests himself in Goloka, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught to the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
So then Purushottam next.
Okay, Dandavat Maharaj.
Dandavat.
Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. And as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
And Shamsundar number three.
Thank you, Maharaj. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy to the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana. In Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion to the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times.
And Kushum Devi, number four.
O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not crave to you for liberation, nor equal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart.
And Jadu Krishna Prabhu, number five.
Thank you, Maharaj. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruits due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind.
And number six, Maharaj.
O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision.
Purushottam number seven.
O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby mother, Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuber, Manigriva and Nalakubera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence.
And Shamsundarji, number eight.
Thank you, Maharaj. And O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound by a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes.
Hi. All right, so today is our reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are on text 26, Madhulila, chapter 21, text 26, The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. Under I, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Eye tamara ananta vaibhava amrita sindhu Moravan mano gamya nahi ekabindu. My Lord, your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop of that ocean. Jananta eva janatu kim bahukya name prabho manaso vapuso vacho vaibhavam tava gocharaha. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I'm concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh, my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38, spoken by Lord Brahma after he had stolen Lord Krishna's calves and cowherd boys, and Krishna had exhibited his transcendental opulence by recreating all the stolen calves and cowherd boys by his Vishnumurti expansions. After he had seen this, Brahma offered the above prayer. Krishnera mahima rahu kebatara gyata Vrindavana stanera deka ascharya vibhuta. Let the glories of Lord Krishna be. Who could be aware of all of them? His abode, Vrindavan, has many wonderful opulences. Just try to see them all. Shloka krosha vrindavana shastrera prakashe tara eka deshe vaikuntha jananda ganabase. According to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 16 kroshas, or 32 miles. Nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. Purport. In Braja, the land is divided into various banas, or forests. The forests total 12, and their extension is estimated to be 84 kroshas. Of these, the special forest known as Vrindavan is located from the present municipal city of Vrindavan to the village called Nandagram. This distance is 16 kroshas, or 32 miles. Apara Aishwarya Krishnera Nahika Ganana Shaka Chandra Nyayekari Digra Darshana. No one can estimate the opulence of Krishna. That is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give a little indication. Purport. First, a child is shown the branches of a tree, and then he is shown the moon through the branches. This is called Shaka Chandra Nyaya. The idea is that first one must be given a simpler example, and the more difficult background is explained. Aishwarya kahite smurila Aishwarya sagara Manendriya dubila prabhu haila apanpara. While describing the transcendental opulence of Krishna, the ocean of opulence manifested in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mind and senses were immersed in this ocean. Thus he was perplexed. Bhagavatera e shloka padila apane Artha Ashvadita Shuke Karina Vakyanye. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and to relish the meaning, he began to explain it himself. Swayam Tvas Samyati Shayas Triyadisha Swarajya Lakshmiapta Samastakamaha Palim Harabdis Chiralokapalai Kiriti Kodita Parapitaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the master of the three worlds and the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. No one is equal to or greater than him. By his spiritual potency, known as Swarajya Lakshmi, all his desires are fulfilled. While offering their dues and presents in worship, the predominating deities of all the planets touch the lotus feet of the Lord with their helmets. Thus they offer prayers to the Lord. Purport. This quotation is verse 21 of the second chapter, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aram Ishvara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tate Bada Tanratsama Kehanayana. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead there, for he is the greatest of all. No one is equal to him, nor is anyone greater than him. Ishvaraha Paramakrishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govindaha Sarvakara Nakaranam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Purport. This is the first verse of the fifth chapter of the Brahma Samhita. Brahma Vishnu Harae Srishyari Ishvara Tine Agikara Krishnara Krishna Adisvara. The primary predominating deities of this material creation are Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. Nonetheless, they simply carry out the orders of Lord Krishna, who is master of them all. Srijami tani yuktoham haroharati tadvasha vishvam purusha rupena paripati trishakti drik. Lord Brahma said, following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I create. Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in the form of Kshiradakshai Vishnu, maintains all the affairs of material nature. Thus, the supreme controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.6.32. A samanya trayadishvare suna arta ara jagat karana tina purushavatara. This is only a general description. Please try to understand another meaning of Trayadisha. The three Purusha incarnations of Vishnu are the original cause of the material creation. Mahavishnu Padmanabha Kshirodaka Swami Etina Stula Shukshma Sarva Antaryami. Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, and Kshiradakshai Vishnu are the super souls of all subtle and gross existences. Purport. Lord Mahavishnu is known as Karanadakshai Vishnu, the super soul of everything. Garbhadakshai Vishnu, from whose lotus navel Brahma was created, is also called Hiranyagarbha, and is the total super soul and the subtle super soul. Kshiradakshai Vishnu is the universal form and the gross super soul. Atina,
why it is known as universal form, this Kshiradakshai Vishnu?
Well, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's hard to tell here. The way these purports are written maybe some interpretation from Prabhupada's spoken notes. So I wouldn't know what to say about that, but Kshiradakshai Vishnu is the all-pervading, and universal in the sense that he's all-pervading, I guess, although it was localized, because the super soul is localized within the heart of every living entity, and it's here called gross super soul, to distinguish it from the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. It was called the subtle or total super soul or subtle super soul. It looks like a distinction is being made here. The super soul of the world is one super soul, which is actually universal also. And here, Kiradakshaya Vishnu is the localized presence of the Lord. But the localized presence of the Lord is also everywhere. So in that sense, it is also universal. What is everywhere means also universal. Excuse me. Anyhow, this is, we have to understand this basic three, the Karanadakshaya Vishnu, and the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu.
Maharaj, what form that Lord Krishna saw to Arjun, that is different universal form, or the same, like this, this Paramatma?
Because yes, that is the Virata Roop, I think. Virata Roop. Atarup.
Paramatma is not there, Maharaj, in spiritual world.
No.
It's only in material world. So this universal form only manifests for the material creation?
Yes, specifically for the material creation. These, all three of these expand only for the material creation, actually. They don't have existence in the spiritual realm. Not necessary. These are only manifest for the production of the material nature. Mahavishnu.
Okay, Maharaj, thank you.
Karanadakshaya. Who is lying on the causal, the Karana ocean. So the Karana ocean doesn't exist in the spiritual sky. It's only for the material creation. Interesting that Padmanabha is yes, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Huh?
Yes, Maharaj. Also, Krishna is also told Padmanabha in other, you know, deity forms also of Krishna.
I see.
Also addressed as Padmanabha because then Lotus Navel.
Oh, I see. Yes, right. Padmanabha. All right. Etida Sarvasraya Jagat Ishvara. Eho sabha kala angsa Krishna Adishwara. Although Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu are all shelters and controllers of the entire universe, they are nonetheless but plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of Krishna. Therefore, he is the original personality of Godhead. Yasyaika nivashita kalam atavalambya jivanti loma viladja jagadananda jagadandadataha Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kalavesho visheso govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami. The Brahmins, the Brahmas, and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the pores of Mahavishnu and remain alive for the duration of his one exhalation. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom Mahavishnu is a portion of a plenary portion. Report. This is a quotation from the Brahma Samhita and also see Adi Lila 571.
Maharaj, I was listening to one lecture and Prabhupada was quoting this sloka. And he was saying that, you know, what, you know, Krishna, that the Christian says that, you know, Lord is, Bhagavan is creator. But you see, another quotation is being told that even this is not the original Lord. He's saying like that.
Yes. Yes. Their idea of the creator of the universe is actually a living entity, not even the supreme being. Brahma is a living entity. And actually, Brahma is the secondary creator. Mahavishnu is the original creator, and the other lords, the Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, and Kriyodaksha Vishnu are the original creators. Brahma is secondary creator. And even beyond that, we can say Krishna. But Krishna doesn't really get involved in creating. Empowers his administrators. He gives that duty to his administrators over those affairs to create. Krishna's only business, if we want to call business, is to enjoy transcendental pastimes with the devotees. E artha madhyama suna kura artha ara tina avasa stana krishnera shastre kyati ara. This is the middle meaning. Now please hear the confidential meaning. Lord Krishna has three places of residence, which are well known from the revealed scriptures. Therefore, Krishna has three abodes. His internal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, his intermediate abode, the spiritual sky, or Vaikuntha planets, and his external abode, the material world. Antapura Goloka Sri Vrindavana Yahan Nitya Stita Mata Pita Bandugana. The internal abode is called Goloka Vrindavan. It is there that Lord Krishna's personal friends, associates, and father and mother live. Madhura Aishwarya Madhura Kripadi Bandhara Yogamaya Dasiyan Rasadi Lilasara. Vrindavan is the storehouse of Krishna's mercy and the sweet opulences of conjugal love. That is where the spiritual energy, working as a maidservant, exhibits the rasa dance, the quintessence of all pastimes. Karuna nikarambakohule kumale madhuraishvarya visheshakalini Jayati Vraja Raja Nandane Nahi Chinta Akanikabhyude Tiraha. Vrindavan Dham is very soft due to the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and it is especially opulent due to his conjugal love. The transcendental glories of the son of Maharaj Nanda are exhibited here. Under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us. Tara tale paravyoma vishnu loka dama parayana adi ananta swarupera dama. Below the Vrindavan planet is the spiritual sky, which is known as Vishnu Loka. In Vishnu Loka, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets controlled by Narayan and innumerable other expansions of Krishna. Madhyama Avasha Krishnar Sad Aishwarya Bandara Ananta Swarupe Yahan Karina Vihara. The spiritual sky, which is full in all six opulences, is the intermediate residence of Lord Krishna. And it is there that an unlimited number of forms of Krishna enjoy their pastimes. Ananta Vaikuntha Yahan Pandara Kotari Parishara Gane Sad Aishwarya Achebari. Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are just like different rooms of a treasure house, are all there, filled with all opulences. Those unlimited planets house the Lord's eternal associates, who are also enriched with the six opulences. Goloka Dhamni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Shute Shuteshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vitaschayena Govindamare Purusham Dhamam Jamni. Below the planet named Goloka Vrindavan are the planets known as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Hari Ram. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the original Lord. I offer my obeisances unto him. And this is a quotation, purport. This is a quotation from the Brahma Samhita 543. Pradana parama vyom nur antare viraja virajanadi vedanga sveda janitais doyai prasravita subha. Between the spiritual and the material world is a body of water known as the river Viraja. This water is generated from the bodily perspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vedanga. And thus the river flows, purport. This verse and the following verse are from the Padma Purana. Tasyaha pare param paravyoma tripadabhutam sanatanam amritam shashvatam nityam anantam paramam padam. Beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is the supreme abode, consisting of three-fourths of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Paravyom, the spiritual sky. Purport, in the spiritual sky there is neither anxiety nor fear. It is eternally existing, and it consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy. The material world is an exhibition of only one-fourth of the Lord's energy. Therefore, it is called Ekapad Vibhuti. Ekapad Vibhuti, one-fourth. Huh? Yes?
Maharaj, you know, sometime, you know, this explanation of this different, you know, what you can say, spiritual planets, it is being thought like a, like space, you know, what you can say, different space it is located by general, you know, conception or understanding. But, you know, it appears that it is in the plane of consciousness, yeah. All this, you know.
Yes.
Located. Sometimes,
yes.
You know, this aeroplane they think of, you know, traveling to these planets.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yes, it could only be reached by degrees of realization. Taratale Ayavasa Virajara Para Ananta Brahmanda Yahan Kotari Apara. On the other side of the river Viraja is the external abode, which is full of unlimited universes, each containing unlimited atmospheres. Devi Dama Namatara Jiva Varavasi Vyaravasi Jala Lakshmi Raki Rahe Yahan Mayadasi. And the abode of the external energy is called Devi Dham. And it is, and its inhabitants are the conditioned souls. It is there that the material energy Durga resides with many opulent maidservants. Purport. Because he wants to enjoy the material energy, the conditioned soul is allowed to reside in Devidam, the external energy, where goddess Durga carries out the orders of the Supreme Lord as his maidservant. The material energy is called Jagalakshmi because she protects the bewildered conditioned souls. Goddess Durga is therefore known as the material mother, and Lord Shiva, her husband, is known as the material father. The goddess Durga is so named because this material world is like a big fort, where the conditioned soul is placed under her care. For material facilities, the conditioned soul tries to please Goddess Durga, and Mother Durga supplies all kinds of material facilities. Because of this, the conditioned souls are allured and do not wish to leave the external energy. Consequently, they are continuously making plans to live here peacefully and happily. Such is the material world. Etina damera hoy Krishna Krishna Adishvara Koloka Paravyoma Prakritiera Para. Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all dhams, including Goloka Dham, Vaikuntha Dham, and Devi Dham. The Paravyom and Goloka Dham are beyond Devi Dham in this material world. Report: when a living entity is liberated from Devi Dham, but does not know of the opulence of Hari Dham, he is placed in Mahesh Dham, which is between the other two dhams. The liberated soul does not get an opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. Therefore, although this Mahesh Dham is Lord Shiva's dham and above Devi Dham, it is not the spiritual world. The spiritual world begins with Hari Dham or Vaikuntha Lok.
It seems that, you know, this Mayavad followers, do you think that they go to this Mahesh Dham means, or the liberation, you know, those who are aspiring for liberation?
Mahesh Dham, maybe.
I read in some, you know, what you can say, Gaudiya's, that, you know, published in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
They said that.
And it is, you know, mentioned one article that, you know, Lord Shiva's, you know, what you can say, place is for those, you know, who are, you know, aspiring for liberation.
Yes, yes. Yes. Liberation is by understanding spiritual knowledge when we reach Mahesh Dham. Knowing Brahman to be the substance of everything, one can reach Mahesh Dham. Lord Shiva is in that position. Chintya Veda Veda Tattva, actually. Knowledge is Mahesh Dham.
Liberation,
mukti.
Like renunciation, Maharaj? Means like
renunciation. Shiva is very renounced. He doesn't wear any clothes, only dust, ashes on his body. And he sits with anyone. He doesn't consider they are fallen or whatever. He can sit with anyone, even ghosts and ghouls and other things. Dead bodies, beautiful women, doesn't matter. He is renounced, doesn't have any real connection with the environment, conscious connection, except for renunciation, indifference. So there are three planes here, as explained here. Mahesh Dham, which is the plane of Lord Shiva, and that is described as being between Devi Dham. Devi Dham means the Devi is the consort of Shiva, the energy of Shiva, Lord Shiva, Devi Dham. He is the master of Devi.
But sometimes it is appearing like as if they have two houses. One is the house of Durga Devi and other is the house of Lord Shiva. And some souls go there and some go there. It looks like that sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Devi Dham refers to the mundane platform, mundane energy. And Mahesh Dham is the plane of renunciation of that mundanity. And Shiva has that relationship with Devi, actually. You know, sometimes he is absorbed in meditation. He ignores the advances of Durga Devi, or the various manifestations of Devi. So, Mahesh Dham is between Devi Dham and Hari Dham. Hari Dham is the Vaikuntha world. So these three worlds, Hari Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Devi Dham, we should understand the difference. Mahesh Dham being the abode of Lord Shiva, Devi Dham the abode of Durga Devi, and Haridam, the abode of Narayan.
Maharaj, we generally worship in Navadvipa, this Sadashiv Gangadhar. So is it this belongs to the worship in Mahesdham or it is above?
I couldn't hear what you said. Your voice is distorted.
Maharaj, actually in Navadvip we worship, you know, Sadashiv Gangadhar.
Sadashiv, yes, that's different Shiva.
Okay.
Sadashiva, the eternal Shiva. He doesn't manifest with the world. A pure Vaishnav. That is considered the alter ego of Krishna. That Sadashiva is very close to Lord Krishna. The ego, alter ego of Krishna. That's a very hard conception to realize, how Krishna has an ego. Anyhow, yeah, these things are very complex. Shiva is a very difficult tattva to understand, Shiva tattva. But just like Krishna has so many expansions, Shiva also has to be understood as having many expansions. Because he is almost as powerful as the Lord, being a plenary expansion. Plenary means he has all the powers of Krishna. Not all, but almost all. Anyhow, sometimes we'll hear these three terms mentioned, Haridam, Mahishdam, and Devidam, and we can remember this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita for what they mean. All right. Now, Purushottam Prabhu, would you like to read?
Dandavat Maharaj.
The next verses. Thank you, Prabhu.
So I'm speaking from 2156, Maharaj.
55.
Okay, 55. Chitshakti vibhuti dham tripada sharjanam maika vibhuti eko pada vidhan. The spiritual world is considered to be three-fourths of the energy of the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas this material world is only one-fourth of that energy. That is our understanding. Purport. Haridham, Parabhyom, and Golok Vrindavan are beyond the material cosmic manifestation. They are celebrated as three-fourths of the Lord's energy. The material world, conducted by the Supreme Lord's external energy, is called Devidham and is a manifestation of one-fourth of his energy. Tripad Vibhuter Dham. Tripad vibhuter dhamatvat tripad bhutam hitat padam vibhutir maiki sarva prokta padatmika jataham. Because it consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy, the spiritual world is called tripad bhuta. Being a manifestation of one-fourth of the Lord's energy, the material world is called ekapad, purport. This verse is found in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. 1, 5, 6, 563. Tripad vibhuti krishnero bakko agochara ekapad vibhutiro sunoho vistaro. The three-fourths part of Lord Krishna's energy is beyond our speaking power. Let us therefore hear elaborately about the remaining one-fourth of his energy. Ananta brahmandero jato brahma rudra gano Chiranukapala Shabde Taharoganano. Actually, it is very difficult to ascertain the number of universes. Every universe has its separate Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are known as permanent governors. Therefore, there is also no counting them. Purport. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are called Chiralokpal, permanent governors. This means that they govern the affairs of the universe from beginning of the creation to the end. In the next creation, the same living entities may not be present, but because Brahma and Shiva are existing from beginning to the end, they are called Chiralokapal, permanent governors. Lokapala means predominating deities. There are eight predominating deities of the prominent heavenly planets, and they are Indra, Agni, Jama, Varuna, Niriti, Vayu, Kubera, and Shiva. Ekadin Dwarakate Krishna Dekhibare Brahma Aila Dwarapala Janailo Krishna Re. Once, when Krishna was ruling Dwaraka, Lord Brahma came to see him, and the doorman immediately informed Lord Krishna on Brahma's arrival. Krishna Kohino Kon Brahma Kinam Tahar Dwariyasi Brahma Re Puche Arbar. When Krishna was so informed, he immediately asked the doorman, which Brahma, what is his name? The doorman therefore returned and questioned Lord Brahma. Purport. From this verse, we can understand that Brahma is the name of the post, and that person occupying the post has a particular name also. From the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasvate Yogam, Bhagavad Gita 4.1, Vivasvan is the name of the present dominating deity of the sun. He is generally called Surya, the sun god, but he also has his own particular name. The governor of the state is generally called Rajpal, but he also has his own individual name. Since there are hundreds and thousands of Brahmas with different names, Krishna wanted to know which of them had come to see him. Vismito hoya Brahma Dwarike Kahilo Kohagiya Shanaka Pita Chaturmukho Aila. When the doorman asked which Brahma, Lord Brahma was surprised. He told the doorman, please go inform Lord Krishna that I am the 400 Brahma who is the father of the 4 Kumaras. Krishna Janaya Dwari Brahma Reloya Gela. Krishnaro Charane Brahma Dandavat Koila. The doorman then informed Krishna of Lord Brahma's description, and Lord Krishna gave him permission to enter. The doorman escorted Lord Brahma in, and as soon as Brahma saw Lord Krishna, he offered obeisances at his lotus feet. Krishna Manno Puja Kori Tare Prashna Koila. Kilagi tomariha agamano hoila. After being worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna also honored him with suitable words. Then Lord Krishna asked him, why have you come here? Brahma kahe ta pache koribo nivedana ekosam shaya manehae karho chedana. Being questioned, Lord Brahma immediately replied, later I shall tell you why I have come. First of all, there is a doubt in my mind which I wish you would kindly dissipate. Kun Brahma puchle tumi kon abhipraye amabai jagatayar kun Brahma hoy. Why did you inquire which Brahma had come to see you? What is the purpose of such an inquiry? Is there any other Brahma besides me within the universe, within this universe? Sunihasi Krishna tabe kurilino dhyane Ashankha Brahmara gono ailo tattakshane. Upon hearing this, Sri Krishna smiled and immediately meditated. Unlimited Brahmas arrived instantly. Dashabi shata sahasro ajuta laksha badanam kotiyar buddhamukha karo na jaye ganana. These Brahmas had different numbers of heads. Some had 10 heads, some 20, some 100, some 1,000, some 10,000, some 100,000, some 10 million, and others 100 million. No one can count the number of faces they had. Rudra gano aila laksha koti badana, Indra gano aila laksha koti nayana. There also arrived many Lord Shivas with various heads, numbering 100, 1,000 and 10 million. Many Indras also arrived, and they had hundreds of thousands of eyes all over their bodies. It is said that Indra, the king of heaven, is very lusty. Once he had sexual intercourse with the wife of a great sage, and when the sage learned about this, he cursed lusty Indra with a curse that put vaginas all over his body. Being very much ashamed, Indra fell down at the lotus feet of the great sage and begged his pardon. Being compassionate, the sage turned the vaginas into eyes. Therefore, Indra possesses hundreds and thousands of eyes all over his body. Just as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva have many faces, the king of heaven, Indra, has many eyes. Dekhi chaturmukha Brahma fafaro hoila hastigana madhya jano shashakaro hila. When the 400 Brahma of this universe saw all these appearances of Krishna, he became very much bewildered and considered himself a rabbit among many elephants. Asi sab Brahma Krishna pad pitho age dandavat korite mukuta pad pithe lage. All the Brahmas who came to see Krishna offered their respects at his lotus feet, and when they did this, their helmets touched his lotus feet. Krishna ro achinta shakti lokhite keho nare jato Brahma tato murti ekoi sharire. No one can estimate the inconceivable potency of Krishna. All the Brahmas who were there were resting in the one body of Krishna. Pad pita mukutagro sanghatte uthe dhvani pad pithe stuti kare mukuta heno jani. When all the helmets struck together at Krishna's feet, there was a tumultuous sound. It appeared that the helmets themselves were offering prayers unto Krishna's lotus feet. Jodhate Brahma Rudradi Karaye Stavana. Jodhate Brahma Rudradi Karaye Stavana. Bado Kripa Kurila Prabhu Dekhaila Charana. With the folded hands, all the Brahmas and Shivas began to offer prayers unto Lord Krishna, saying, O Lord, you have shown me a great favor. I have been able to see your lotus feet. Bhagya more balaila das angikari kon agya hoy taha kori shire dhori. All of them said, it is my great fortune, Lord, that you have called me, thinking of me as your servant. Now let me know what your order is so that I may carry it on my heads. Krishna kahe tuma saba dekhite chitto huila taha lagi ekuthai saba balaila. Lord Krishna replied, since I have wanted to see you all together, I have called all of you here. Sukhi hao shabe kichu nahi doitya bhay tara kahe tumar prasade sarvatra I joy. All of you should be happy. Is there any fear from demons? They replied, by your mercy, we are victorious everywhere. Samprati prithivite jeba huiya chilo bhar avatirna huiya taha kurile sanghar. Whatever burden was upon the earth, you have taken away by descending to that planet. Dwarakadi vibhutar eito man amari Brahmande Krishna Savar Hoilo Gyan. This is the proof of Dwaraka's affluence. All the Brahmas thought, Krishna is now staying in my jurisdiction. Krishna Shah Dwaraka Vaibhava Anubhava Hoila Ekatra Milane Keho Kaha Keho Kaho Na Dekhila. Thus, the opulence of Dwaraka was perceived by each and every one of them. Although they were all assembled together, no one could see anyone but himself. Purport. The present 400 Brahma perceived the opulence of Dwaraka Dham, where Krishna was staying. And although there were Brahmas present having 10 to 10 million heads, and all the many Lord Shivas were also assembled, only the 400 Brahma of this universe could see all of them. By the inconceivable potency of Krishna, others could not see one another. Although all the Brahmas and Shivas were assembled together due to Krishna's energy, they could not meet or talk among themselves individually. Tabe Krishna sarva brahma gane vidaya dila dandavat hoya sabe nija ghare gala. Lord Krishna then bade farewell to all the Brahmas there, and after offering their obeisances, they all return to their respective homes. Dekhi chaturmukha brahmaro hoilo chamatkaro krishnaro charane asi koila namaskaro. After observing all these opulences, the 400 Brahma of this universe was astonished. He again came before the lotus feet of Krishna and offered him obeisances. Brahma bale purbe ami je nischaya korilu tar udaharan ami ajita dekhilu. Brahma then said, whatever I formerly decided about my knowledge, I have just now had personally verified. Jananta eva janantu kim bahuktya name prabho manaso vakuso vacho vaibhavam tava gocharah. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think in that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. This purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38 spoken by Lord Brahma. Krishna kahe ei brahmando panchashad koti jojano ati shudra tate tamar chari bodano. Krishna said, your particular universe has a diameter of 4 billion miles. Therefore, it is the smallest of all the universes. Consequently, you have only 4 heads. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of the greatest astrologers of his time, gives information from the Siddhanta Shiromani that this universe measures 18 1871206920000000 into 8 miles. This is the circumference of this universe. According to some, this is only half the circumference. Kuna brahmando shatakoti.
Yes, Prabhu, you can stop now.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Maharaj, one.
Yes?
The one question that is arising here is that this is the smallest universe.
Yes.
And actually, Maharaj, when Roger Penrose came to Calcutta for his lecture in, I think, one of these big institutes of physics, so he was telling that a multi-universe, you know, concept he was trying to give from his models, mathematical conception. So I'm just thinking that, Maharaj, these different universes, they are definitely different in one aspect, that they have different dimensions, different length, breadths, different, you know, but because these are larger universes, we see that there are more heads in Brahma and also in Shiva. So does it mean that in different conceptual ways also, to manage those universes, there will be a conceptual difference also between one Brahmanda and another Brahmanda?
Yes. Yes, I would have to conclude that. The Brahmas of each universe have a different conception. So the universe is different for each. Just like we each create a universe for ourselves. Our world or our universe is different for each individual according to their conception. So the Brahmas of each universe also have different conceptions, and therefore quite different universes are there. Well, we'd have to think something like that. What do you say? Huh? Is it correct?
Maharaj, once, you know, our Gurudev, I mean, Srila Swarupa Damodara Maharaj told that when this number of species are mentioned, then all of those species may not be manifest at a particular time. But by their karma, some of the species may be absent also. So it seems that, you know, there is some, you know, karmic influence also on the nature of universes. At least two.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, it may be like that. Why not? My understanding is that there are different palayas, huh? Different...
Yes, Maharaj.
What's that? Destructive periods. They call that actually, they have a name for that, even among the scientists, catastrophe. They call it catastrophe theory, something like that. That the universe has experienced different catastrophes at different times in its history, in the Earth history. And at those times, some species disappear, and they see that in the fossil record. So it's possible that at the different times of the palaya, there are many different palayas in the history of the universe. Each manvantar, when their lifetime is over, there's a destruction. And further subdivisions of destruction are occurring. If we look at the Vedic conception of the time periods, and Brahma's day, there are different destructions. So the universe doesn't get destroyed all at once, but different portions of it are destroyed. And so in those times, these different species may become extinct. But then again, they will manifest. All right, any other question? All right, then my Dandavas to all. Maharaj, I'd like to speak with you.
Yes, Maharaj.
Purushottam, you have anything you want to say personally with later if we have to speak?
Okay, if you think that, then I can, if you want that, I can come, Maharaj.
All right. Everyone else okay? Jadu Krishna Prabhu?
Doing okay, Maharaj. Glad to be here tonight.
All right. You understand the difference between mukti and bhakti?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. My dandavat to all.
Dandavat, Maharaj.
Dandavat, Maharaj.
Dandavat, Pranamaj.
Dandavat, Pranamaj. Krishna Devi. Ribo.
Jai Sri Bhagavati Mata Puri Maharaj ki jai.